Blog Talk Radio.
Lady J with Just Say It. I'm talking about it is September 25th, 2022, 4 p.m. Mountain Time here in Hot Zona, baby. Woo! I heard somebody say, "With God vacations." I don't know. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. He must be inside. I don't even understand. But anyway, welcome again to Just Say It here in Hot Zona. And, we are excited that we have a new host who's going to be running her situation and bringing her conversation, and I am excited, excited, excited. So we're going to finish the music and finish enjoying the rest of this music. Let me just say that. Good music, good music. We're going to have our newest host join us and begin her wonderful, powerful, inspirational conversation. We are excited to have our newest host. She is here to help us bridge between what you and I know into what you and I know for certain. Guaranteed to put us in the now, in the new, and in the know. All right, my sister host, the floor is yours. The mic is yours. Hey!
All right. Hey, 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 my Mosketeers. If you have been here before, welcome back. If this is your first time, thank you for coming. Child, I hope your wig is on tight, honey. If your lace front is on, I hope it's glued securely, baby, okay? If you are thirsty, I hope you got something to drink. If you are hungry, I hope you already got you something to eat. Because, baby, you don't want to miss a morsel of what's about to go on on this set right now here today. Now, I've reached a segment of my show where we talk our stuff. And since I don't have a guest today, and it's just me, hey, how y'all doing? I'm going to talk about what I got going on, okay? Now, outside of hosting this lovely show In the Know with Mo, I got another shameless plug to put out there. I also work for God's Good News Gazette, where I am a columnist, and I'll be writing down the stuff that you need to be knowing. When you ain't hearing me talk, you can be reading what's going on. You see what I'm saying? You get a double whammy of knowing with Mo, okay? So you can find me on not just this platform, but you can also find me on God's Good News Gazette. Child, all you got to do is pay $12 a month. I know you can give up a dollar a month. Come on now. Times ain't that hard. We all right. Okay, I know gas prices is crazy and food is crazy, but I think we got a dollar, even if it's, we got a dollar down on our couch somewhere right now, I bet you. Okay, so hey, support your girl and all the platforms I'm on. I appreciate it in advance. I just wanted to put that out there. Now, today, child, we're going to talk about babysitting, and not the babysitting you might be thinking. Now, the babysitting that you probably know of is when a person looks after a child or children. That's the traditional babysitting that we have in mind when we think about this. But I want to submit something else for your consideration. Now, as we know, like if you're on this journey called life, we are all on this quest for our higher selves, our higher meaning. We want to just get in depth with who we are so that we could put our best foot forward in the things that we decide that we want to step into. But have you noticed lately that there might feel like there's a stint in your growth, like you've gotten to a space where you feel like, man, there's got to be more than this. I'm at this point where I'm just getting all this pushback and I keep running into a wall. This is how you know you have inadvertently taken the gig. You have become a babysitter. And babysitting is not just children. Your babies are your dreams, your aspirations, your goals, your career, the kind of person you want to be in life, the kind of mother you want to be, the kind of business partner or owner that you want to be, the kind of wife or husband you'd like to be. And we do this, and it happens so subtly. We get into a job that we really love, or we start working for this charity that we feel very inspired by, and we pour ourselves into that and driving another person's vision forward. And we start feeling depleted. We start feeling a little bit, you know, exhausted because somewhere down the road we abandoned ourselves. We abandoned what our higher calling was. We abandoned our true purpose. Now, everybody in life has purpose. Please hear me. Purpose is something that we're all granted, but your gift and your talents are your call, and you don't ever want to be responsible for not answering the call. When you're expecting a call from this huge magazine because you've been writing all your life, and you're now submitting articles and trying to get picked up by like this magazine holder that you've been just dreaming about. If you abandon that to go and babysit someone else's vision, you'll miss your own call. But there's good news. Your babies never forget they belong to you. You can always go back and retrieve your gifts, your talents, and your goals if that is what you truly aspire to do. Our dreams are God's promises to us that he gives us in visual form. They're not in our minds for no reason. They are not in our thoughts all the time for no reason. If something is in your heart and in your mind all the time, it's not for not a reason. If you wake up in the morning and all you dream about, all you think about is music, or you wake up in the morning and all you think about is writing, or if you get up in the morning and all you think about is putting a card together, if you get up in the morning and all you think about is being a mother, then you are a mother, then you are a card creator, you are a musician. You cannot deny these visions and these dreams because they're put in our minds and in our headspace for a reason. And if we're not careful, we'll end up trading our dreams, our talents, and our gifts for someone else's. Now, I'm not in any way suggesting that you shouldn't be a support to another person's vision or even have a good time participating in helping someone else bring their dreams forward. It's only a bad thing if you never go back and cultivate your own, if you never go back and nurture and grow and be with your own. It's so important not to abandon yourself. A baby reaches its highest potential when we're in our nature to nurture. We, especially as women, have nature to nurture. So, of course, it's easy for us to be hired into gigs where that is a desirable. Everybody wants you to care about their business. Everybody wants you to care about their dreams. That's why they want you around, because you're nurturing to what is their baby. But you can't forget to do that for your own. It's so important. You don't want to be in a space where you are completely lost. You don't want to abandon that. And, you know, you are the parent of your own babies, your goals, dreams, and aspirations. And no one else can raise them like you can. When we never go back to those and we support someone else's, we never get them to a space of weaning off of us to lean on their own gifts and talents for themselves holistically. But we also don't give the things that we should be nurturing the opportunity to know who its rightful parent is. How does this baby support you? How does it grow with you if you're not connecting with it, if you're not spending time with it, if you're not walking in that gift and that talent and that thing that's been put down inside of you since however long? And you may have several of those throughout your life. You might have the ones that you're given from the moment that you're born, and your mom and dad might notice that you turn everything into an instrument. Or your mom and dad might notice that you just love to dance and everything that you do turns into this dance routine, or that you have a gift for gab and people hang on your every word. And they begin to nurture those gifts and talents. Hopefully that's what happens. But when you see that in yourself, it's important not to ignore that. I was guilty of that for a long time. I've always had an ability to write well. I've always had an ability to gain the interest of a room and draw a crowd when I spoke, but I never thought anything of it. I just thought it was, oh, it's just me and having this a nice personality. I never thought of it as a talent. I never thought of it as a way that truly connects people that is going to be, that would give me any sort of success. I didn't think of it that way at all. But as I began to get older and surround myself with the right people that saw something in me, sometimes other people see things in you faster than you see it in yourself. And I got around really great people, and they're like, oh, my gosh, Monique, your words, the things that you say, like no one says it the way that you say it. There really is an audience for you. There really is a space for you. And I would shrug it off, and I would continue to pour myself into things that did not empower me, things that did not motivate me, things that did not inspire me, because it was someone else's vision. It wasn't my own. And although I always was committed to doing everything that I did well, it wasn't as fulfilling. I began to get to a space where I was up against a wall, and wondering why I just couldn't, I wasn't getting the same fulfillment. I wasn't feeling the same energy about it. And it's because I had completely abandoned the gift that was in me, the gift to write, the gift to speak. And I'm so thankful that now at 40 years old, the lights have come on in my life. And I have begun to tap into the gifts and talents that were down inside of me since I was a little girl. I didn't always know what to say, but I always knew what to write.
Well, can I ask a question? Yoo-hoo, teacher.
Sure.
I have a quick question. Okay, so one of my things, I'm hearing what you're saying, you know, not allowing myself to be somebody else's babysitter over the things that they do, watching over their projects and their programs and all the things that they do. You know, but when you are like me, I've always been a person who's been very, you know, helpful, serving, you know, wanted to help people out. And I would step in to help somebody. Okay, usually I was always, because I was going to come in and help you out for a minute. Next thing I know, oh, girl, can you come back again? Oh, my God, can you be in charge of that? Oh, my God, can you work with me? And so how do we, before I let everybody else on and have comments and questions, how do we, you know, how do you recognize you're even babysitting, you know, somebody's stuff, you know, because sometimes some of what we like to do maybe looks like or matches or similar to what somebody else is doing, and we find ourselves caught up in that situation. And then sometimes, you know, you be doing it, and next thing you know, you're like, are there any kind of signs or signals thought about or come across that let you know when you were babysitting somebody else's blessings?
I think the number one thing that let me know when I was babysitting someone's blessing, even if it was something that I was doing that was within the realm of my real interest and my core values and things that speak to me, there was no real validation to what I would bring to something for someone else the way it is when I would do it for me.
Wow.
So like the validation that you really seek, they could tell you how great you are at doing all these contributions that you have, but there's no validation, like self-validation, like saying, I did that. My name is on the building. I'm hanging on the footnotes of something that I created and cultivated for myself. And if you have the ability to bring such zest and wonder to someone else's, imagine what you can do with yours, the ones that you're ignoring, the ones that you put on the back burner. A shared interest is fine, but the abandonment of your own is the real damaging thing. You start to feel like even though at first it was fulfilling because it did correlate with your interests and your values, but then it began to go stale. It began to feel like you were hitting a wall because you weren't able to do and stretch out and do the things exactly the way that you would do them. You still were limited to someone else's rules and structures and how they saw it for themselves. And there was not much room for your vision tied into someone else's. I can't put on your glasses and see it the way you see it, right? So you'll never be able to put on my glasses and see things the way that I see them. We both have a different, our eyes have a different strength. I have astigmatism in both my eyes, so my vision is not going to be as sharp wearing someone else's glasses. So at the end of the day, a shared vision is never going to be the same as your own vision.
Wow. Thank
it's
you.
It's never going to be the same. So you want to be in a space where you see things clearly for yourself, and you'll never see it for yourself through the lenses of someone else.
Mm-hmm.
You'll only see it clearly through your own personal prescribed vision. Every single person that goes and gets their eyes checked has a different prescription.
Mm-hmm.
And that means you can't swap glasses and see it the same.
Yeah, why is it so hard to walk away from babysitting somebody else's situation? Because, like you said, we have this natural nurturing spirit and heart about it, especially as women and females. So why is it so hard to walk away from somebody else's stuff and get back to yours? I mean, I used to, you know, I would feel guilty. I would feel frustrated. And then I would get, you know, not so nice. I didn't want it not
well,
be
you
nice.
Well, I think the gift and the curse to that is just time. When you have invested a lot of time in anything, you have a hard time walking away. Rather it's a relationship that you know is not great. Rather it's a car that you know it's time to get a new one. Rather, you know what I mean? We pour our energy in trying to fix something that we've poured a whole lot of time in, as opposed to pouring that same energy into cultivating what was always ours to begin with. Time is a trapper when it comes to babysitting, because you know even if you are babysitting kids, like you, it's hard to pull away if you've watched that child grow. Like when you've invested, you've watched it grow. You are there from the ground up. So time really is what really sticks people. The timing. I've been doing this for 10 years. I've been doing this for 2 years. I've watched it grow from the ground up. I've thrown my complete self into it, and that's really part of the problem, is because you've thrown your complete self into somebody else's vision and have not done anything to sustain your own. As long as you keep your own going, it doesn't matter. You could help out everybody. But if you have completely abandoned the gift and the call over your own life, you are not going to be able to do what God has purposed you for. He's not going to give you a star at the end of the day for not answering the call he had over your life. He's not going to give you credit when you go up to the kingdom. Okay, I'll give you a gold star for nurturing a call that I never gave you in the first place.
Woo!
He's not going to give you a golden star at the end of the day. He's going to ask you, I called you. I know I have the right phone number. I left you voice messages. I text you. I sent you an email. And you are so busy texting this corporation. You are so busy emailing this foundation. You are so busy playing in this band that you have not given yourself the opportunity to answer the call that I put over your life.
Wow.
I didn't call you to be a part of somebody else's situation. I called you to stand in your own gifts and talents. I called you to walk in your own purpose in this life. And we're going to have to account for the things that he asked us to do that we didn't. And that's why even now, at this late stage in my life, I'm glad it was now and not never. Because I want to be able to go up and get that well done check from the Father that says, you know what, you might have missed a few calls, you might have missed a few turns, but you trusted me enough to eventually pick up the phone. You trusted me enough to eventually not understand the text, but not ask any more questions. You trusted me enough to step in it and know that where I guide, I'll provide. I didn't know when I was told to write an article in front of the gentleman who's in charge that I was going to even know what to say. But as soon as I said yes, the words came. So sometimes you have to go in not knowing the outcome, but trust that he's going to provide it when you get there. You don't have to know all the answers. He doesn't ask that you understand. He just asks that you obey. It's the same thing when you are dealing with a parent and child relationship. They don't know that you don't know all the answers, but they trust you because of the love that you have for them, the unconditional love that you give them, the guidance that you provide them. So even if you didn't know all the answers, they trust you because of that love connection. The same thing with the father. He's like, I love you. I'm not going to guide you into a space where you're going to have all this chaos and crazy. I'm going to drive you into a place where I'm going to give you the tools that you need for the job. I was listening to this young lady this morning when I was on my Instagram, and it really stopped me in my tracks. And she said, why do we trust Siri to give us direction but not God?
Hmm.
You'll go in and confidently put in the address to where you want to go in your GPS and let Siri guide you the whole way. She'll probably take you on a bad route. You're probably going to go a longer way around. You're probably going to miss a turn or two. You're going to be hungry. Hmm. But how come I still ain't got to this place? It's at 40 minutes. I went up to 43 minutes, and now it's at 50 minutes. But we trust her every single time.
Wow. Wow.
But yet when it happens with God, when he puts roadblocks up, when he takes us a longer way around, when he tells us, when he has us miss a turn or two because we weren't ready or we weren't prepared or we didn't trust or we needed to grow, we're mad at him. But we don't get mad at Siri for taking us all over the place.
That's good. That's real good.
So
sometimes
on the road to relieving yourself of babysitting, there's going to be some uncertainty. There's going to be some fear, and fear is not always a bad thing. Fear is only a bad thing when it keeps you stagnant and keeps you from moving. But if it is the driving force to take you from babysitting to being – to being on your own and standing on your own 2 feet and answering your own call, that's a healthy fear that you need to operate in often. There's not too many people that even in their highest popularity who don't still get nervous when they have to go do their speech when they win an Oscar.
Yeah.
They might have done all the work and they left it all on the stage, but I guarantee you when they get called up to do their speech, they still get a little extra beat in their heart. They still get that their heart is probably down in their shoes somewhere. They're nervous. They're standing before millions of people and having to talk about this thing. You know what I mean? So fear is a great thing. Matter of fact, if you're scared of it, that's why you should do it.
Ooh, all right now. Oh my gosh.
If you're scared of it, that's the reason why you should do it. That's the reason that you, that's because the biggest reward is often on the other side of the things that we fear.
Wow. So tell me when you want us to let our guests in, have some comments and some questions, whatever. Wow. Some good stuff.
Yes. I just really want to encourage people that babysitting blessings is a surefire way to kill the children that are inside of you that have never been born.
Oh, my gosh.
They want to come to fruition. They want to be here. They know that they're yours. They're just waiting for you to claim it. Claim that CEO position. Claim that business. Claim that desire to be a gardener and create your own food resources so you don't have to rely on these expensive behind grocery stores. Claim the things in your life that he has put down in your spirit because it's not there for no reason. He doesn't make these dreams and these things that mean so much to us pull at our hearts forever and ever, or make us feel depleted or depressed when we don't see it come to fruition for no reason. Because if it means something to us, you better believe it means something to him.
Wow. Amen.
Because he put it there. He put it there.
Amen. That sounds good. Amen. Wow.
So, yes, at this time, I am open to hearing conversation and feedback. And if you don't, for some reason, have anything to say, I encourage to leave comments. Leave comments. Give feedback. Let me know how I'm doing. Let me know what you'd like to hear from me. Let me know if you have questions. You can find me on Instagram under Poetic Lady, or you can find me under Monique Rozier on Facebook. Feel free to send me messages, but just I want to keep a conversation going. I want to speak into your lives, and sometimes that comes with communication. That's part of a relationship, and I believe that myself and my Mosketeers are cultivating a relationship, and I want to hear from you. So rather a comment or an email or whatever, holla at your girl.
All right, Mosketeers. We're going to open up to 520-840-6765. You have something to say or questions?
All I can say is, wow. Wow. That's all
Why
I can say.
Why you saying wow? What wow? What's wowing you? What's wowing you?
I mean... All I can say, God is good. He's good.
That's all you
all
got to
say.
That took it right. There you go.
God is good. Yes. That's
all
I can
say. Good.
And I can leave it open for somebody else to go ahead on and make their statements and stuff. Yep.
All right, we're going to open up 210-400. Come on. You quiet too? You gonna be quiet? Is it a wild thing for you?
Well, then it gets all.
Let's go to five. Let's go to 602. 507. 1603. Come on.
Definitely wow for me, too. I'm definitely glad I was sitting down for this one because, like always, everything you said I resonated with. And I'm definitely guilty of babysitting, and I want to change that going forward. So thank you.
Oh, sure. I'm so glad that you're able to take something from that. That means a lot to me. So thank you.
All right, 904-802. Come on. 904-802. Good evening.
How y'all doing?
Wonderful.
We're doing great.
Thank you.
Good. Well, I enjoyed the message, and thank you for the information, because we always can use it somewhere else in our daily life. And I just thank God for her being able to give such an inspiring word to everyone. So you all have a blessed day, and thanks for letting me speak my piece.
All right. Thank you for speaking your piece. We appreciate it. I'll tell you that. Okay.
Yes.
602-5358. Come on. Got a question? Got a comment?
I don't have a question as of this moment because I'm still working on picking my face up off the ground. However, I have the conversation and the words and how everything was put together will definitely give me an opportunity to be with it throughout the entire week, because this is definitely one of those things that, you know, I believe, you know, even though you've heard it and you're listening, you're going to need to honestly be with it for the week. So that's my goal, is to figure out who I'm babysitting, let them know that my job is finished, and I will start to go ahead and take care of my own children that I have abandoned and put aside. But thank you so much. I'm inspired and excited. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Fantastic. I know. It was awesome for me, too. I mean, wow, babysitting lessons. I know what it's like to hitch up to something and somebody, and the next thing you know, you're like, oh, my God, what was I doing? You know, let me get back to my situation. And, you know, it's really funny how you end up hurt helping somebody with their situation, babysitting their projects, their programs, their business, helping them be successful, get off the ground, do their thing. And when you go to do your thing, they looking at you like, okay, so will you really? And see, that's why the whole, I know that God is like, okay, so what did I tell you to do? What's in your hands? What is your gift? What are your gifts? You know, a lot of times we struggle through life trying to figure out, you know, well, what's my gift? First of all, a lot of people struggle with, you know, well, who am I? And the other thing is, well, what do I get? What is my real gift? What is the talent I do? And most of the time I found out, for me anyway, that gift and that talent is that thing I tend to do real easy. You know, that thing I just come right off the top of my head, that thing that I can do real easy. And the Bible talks about our gift and make room for it, but it's that thing that we do real easy, that we don't even think it is a gift. We don't even think it's important or it matters to people, but it's that's what it does. You know, I used to tell my children, we would go down to the supermarket and I would go, there might be 50 types of chocolate chip cookies, but everybody got the people, they like theirs, okay? So if you put another type of chocolate chip cookie on the shelf, somebody's going to eat yours. There's billions of people in the world, and can't nobody make enough chocolate chip cookies for everybody. So whatever it is that I have to do, whatever it is you got to do, whatever gift you have, add yours to the plate, add yours to the list, and make it happen. I just think this is wonderful. You know, and I have to be with the caller. I have to think about, am I babysitting anybody else's stuff? So I can make sure that I can hear my baby, hear my program, hear the thing that's inside of me, calling on me, wanting me to, you know, give birth to it so I can do what God has called me to do. Thank you so much.
100%. And, you know, I'm at the portion now where I talk about what my know of the day is. And I still want to encourage, because all you may have given something a whole lot of time and a whole lot of energy, but the thing that really helped me, because I babysat for a long time, and I'm still babysitting to a certain degree, but I'm doing it differently. I am now also including the children that I have to raise.
Yeah,
I'm also looking at them and nurturing them. That's what's brought me to doing this podcast and this radio show and doing articles and all the other things that I know are forthcoming for me, because once you open up one door, he opens up several others. So I know that this is not the last door that's opening for me, but I know that if I answer the call and if I am a good steward over my cute little podcast that it is right now, and I'm a good steward over my little articles that it is right now, he's going to bless me with an abundance. So I'm just really thankful that he has given me grace and mercy. And the great thing about grace and mercy is that he's not selective in that. God is not selective in his grace and his mercy. It's his investment in you. Your discipline is the investment in yourself.
Amen.
God is not selective in his grace and his mercy. It is his investment in us. Our discipline is our investment in ourselves.
Wow. Excellent. 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 Okay, there's your final words. You are fabulous. This has been wonderful. Are those your final words for today? I think this was an excellent conversation.
Yes, those are my final words, yes.
Okay, well, she, like I said, she's here to help us bridge between what we think we know and what we do know, for sure. She guaranteed to put us in the now, which she did, to put us in the new, and to put us in the know. Thank you so much. In the know with love.
I know. Thank you guys so much. Thank you, everybody.
Yes. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the day, week. Think about it. Who are you babysitting? Like Bernie Mac can say, who are you with? Who are you babysitting? Figure it out. Be with it. Meditate. Okay? Thank you for joining us today. Bless you.